Okagosu.
Oh.
That's a terrible name.
Okagosu. Sorry, that's a
What?
little late. All
Wait,
right.
what? All right, everybody, welcome back to HPT Radio, aka HPT Talk. As always, I'm Kurotsuki, the average guy on the internet.
Exile. Yeah. Normal Harukaki on the internet.
Yeah,
I need a
normal.
better title because I can't just be, you're average Miki P. What am I supposed to be?
I don't know. You're
Well,
just a
I'm the
pervert on
famous
the
guy in
internet.
Malaysia. Famous Malaysian P. There we go.
Aren't you just a pervert?
Why?
I don't
Anyway.
All right.
We're back to being our the host of HVT Radio,
Yay. We
unlike
took
last
back
week
the ship from Basu.
from Basu. Yeah, we kicked Basu off, so now we're back.
Yes. Deal with it.
Because well, last 2 weeks ago was it? Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago that
So it's still there.
we wanted to introduce HPT, not just the radio, but also how HPT the group formed, and so for that reason. We were the co-guests. Oh, we had JT as well, so we were all three of us were guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
HPT road days.
But anyway, enough about the past. Right now, Kuro, you're in Japan, right?
Yep, I arrived 2 days ago.
Yeah, why? Tell us why. Tell us why.
Well, basically, I'm here for Eventbrite, right? So Eventbrite is that month of November and sometimes December where you just do events all the time. So that's about it.
You
I'm here for Eventbrite.
talk about it as if like it's a yearly thing that always happens in people, November. Everybody always comes to Japan in November. Though that is kind of true.
It
No,
should
well,
be.
every
We can
November,
make it.
it's always like event season, November. February too, like around that kind of
Exactly.
area.
Yeah, February is Eventbrary.
You know how in the West, like, there's always cons in spring, summer?
Yep.
I guess
Yeah.
it's
So
kind of
in
like
Japan,
that.
exactly. So Eventbrary. It's a month long thing. It's great. You should do it. I don't know why nobody else does that.
I just came back.
It's true. You were there last
Yeah,
week.
well, I did like 2 days, but
Few
yeah.
days.
Well, it was nice,
Yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah.
The weather right now is.
Japan is nice. Japan is nice.
It's not raining, is it?
It's actually, it was raining when I
Oh, it was?
came,
Okay, yeah.
right? Yeah.
Because every time I go to Japan, it's raining, and last week
Yeah.
it was raining on Eriko's, but live day too, so like.
What
So
was it? Was it?
the Bupan was rain.
I'm sorry, was it actually raining or was it your tears?
It's probably a mixture of both. Oh, it might have been Mikakoji too, man, because that was.
Oh yeah, I hear you cried a lot for Minkakoshi
What? Who says that? This
Sa.
is how rumors spread. No, because well, I guess I'll talk about it more in depth later about Mikakoshi and Eriko, but yeah.
Right, current events. So, Chuck, as you mentioned, as you just mentioned, you were in Japan last week and you went to Eriko Life. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, jeez, where to start? I went to last weekend was Eriko's last Nakamulan Laifu, her life, which also corresponds with her birthday. So it's to celebrate both Nakamulan ending and Eriko's birthday. And well, we've been planning it for like 2 months because that's when she announced it's gonna be her last one. And so we did our we did a flower stand and we did a call book. Oh, no, not a call book, fan book with messages. We set that project up, and I've talked about that a little bit. And it was actually really awesome. The I don't know if you saw the photos, but the flower stand looked freaking
Yeah,
amazing.
I saw the flowers and it's great. It's
Yeah,
great.
it
Real
was
great.
incredible. Like I would say, I liked it more than our 10th flower stand.
Really?
Yeah, we also
Well,
got a ton of donations too. So thanks, props to everybody who helped.
that's good.
The book was also really cool. It's just that I have like 45 copies left. I have a ton of copies, so if I ever meet anybody who actually contributed to it in real life, I would really
Nice.
like to give that to you. So,
Cool.
I'll try to keep them around me when I go around.
For Anime North next year.
Yeah, I mean, I give one to you too because I have so many of them. But
Cool.
it was really cool. The live
Good.
itself,
Yes.
because I don't know how many people are familiar with Nakamulan lives, in the West, but they're typically like they're not full live. They're usually live and a lot of talk, and they're usually presented in theme that's kind of like a you know, it's like an amusement park. That's the theme. And they kind of shoot it like a documentary style too, behind the scenes and stuff like that. And they always show footage of that stuff at the live. This one though, this live was different in that it was almost all live with footage still, but not so much talk.
I hear she did all her songs, right?
It was basically the SSA of Nakama Land Live. She did 39 songs, which is song cue.
Wow.
And the name of the live's title was Thank You Party. That was ridiculous because 39 songs, and there was about 10 songs that were in a medley. Though there was a medley, that's still like 30 full songs. And Eriko wasn't even like, she didn't even look tired at the end. It was absolutely, absolutely insane. It was incredible. Like Eriko, I don't rank her the highest in terms of singing ability, but I rank her the highest in terms of crowd control. Because, you know, she'll just do stuff like, in one song, she pulled out the official Nakamaland Eriko Kingblade. And she performed she did her song while swinging that around. And then after that, during her talk, she goes, you know, does anybody out there don't have one of these? And the guy right next to her, he raised his hand. He's like, yeah, I don't have one. And she goes, all right, here you go. He's like, oh!
What?
He goes up to the stage, and he takes it from her. And we're like, damn! Seriously?
Wow.
I should not have bought a Kingblade today. I was like, fudge, why did I buy one?
What?
Yeah. Eriko would do little stuff like that. Song, you know, she's going up, you know, because unlike the other lives, her lives, this one has a center stage, so she's coming out to the right into the audience, you know. And we had pretty good seats. It's not seats, it's stands. It's a you know completely standing.
I heard you guys cash and smashed a bit.
Well, Matt did.
Oh, Matt did.
He ended up right behind us. We were in the first 30 or so, so we were right at the front. We're on the left side of the center stage. Yeah, the center stage. Yeah, so we're basically like, you know, less than, I don't know what this is in meters, maybe like 3-4 meters away from her. Really close.
Wow.
Really close. Maybe 5 meters. You know, we were with Wasabi. You remember Wasabi?
Yes, of course.
She's, you know, and during one of the songs, Eriko comes right up to her, points at her, and I'm pretty sure Wasabi melted on the inside. She was just like, oh, wow, that was incredible.
Nice.
But yeah, that was, you know.
So you had fun. That's great. She had fun.
I had so much fun. I mean, how much time do I have? Because I could go on and on.
Let's save that for another time.
Okay. All right. It was that good.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And then I went home the next day. That was my weekend. I worked 2 hours after I landed because, you know, shit I do for IMAS.
Sasuga.
No, Shin actually told me. Shin said, I'm conceited. And we're like, what? I'm conceited? Why? He's like, because you don't know the limits of your own body. You're conceited for pushing yourself that far thinking you can't. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
So I'm an asshole.
You managed to work.
For a weekend during, I'm an asshole, huh? Damn. Yep.
Alright, moving on. In 2 weeks, actually in 2 weeks, there's gonna be CG 3rd. On the website, they announced more goods. I don't know if you saw it. There's actually
Attack of Titans. Yeah, those.
Oh yeah, the t-shirts too. They're great. But I'm mainly aiming for the tie. I want the Takipi tie. It's great.
Yeah. I didn't get the tie at 10th because I was broke. I really wanted the bond.
Oh man, the tie was great.
I got it. Are you getting the straight to jail decoration t-shirt?
No, I'm not.
You don't live in Canada anymore. It's okay.
Yeah, no. I am going back home with that.
What? When are you going home?
In 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were moved already.
I haven't moved to Japan yet. Well,
what? No. That's what it says. That's Ichiban Kuji shirt. It's not the live good shirt.
Oh, it's Ichiban Kuji. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's still your buy.
So for those glasses, you know, from the
those expensive glasses, man. I'm actually considering getting them.
The Ankira episode with the Anchieri and
I mean it's collector edition.
So. They're selling those at the live?
I believe they will, yes.
You're going to have to get there super early.
Yeah, I don't expect to actually get them.
How much are they?
I think it was like something like 150.
Oh, that's cheap.
Oh, it might be mail order only? Oh, wait, so, oh, wait, what? Oh, my God.
Four, okay. Oh, my God, no way. 346, perfect. Okay.
For high one. Okay. High one. A normal one.
Dude, do it. I would do it.
You know what? After the pop incident, whatever, man.
Well, it's not that big. It's just glass. Just protect it and you take it home.
Yeah, just protect it. Yeah. So basically, I bring it home, I seal it, and never take it out of the box, ever.
Think about it. What, you know, throw a UO in it and it'll be the most beautiful thing you've ever seen before. Or maybe like ultra blue. It'd probably look amazing.
Only $400.
Only $400. Yeah. Well, if you're getting both of them, right?
Of course. So that's it. I am waiting for tickets are actually being released for CG3 right now. I haven't got mine yet.
So you can pick it up right now.
I'm sorry?
You can go pick it up?
I can go pick it up. Actually, no, it's actually being shipped to people.
So oh, it's shipped. Okay.
I just have not received mine yet. Probably later today. Yeah. And then, and this week, actually, I'm going to Anisama. To Animax Music.
Yes. You bastard.
Yeah, Animax Music. And then a couple of people are going to Mingus Acoustic.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Mingus is not going to be at Animax, huh?
No, she's not going to be at Animax.
Yeah,
I don't believe she have. Wait, Mingus was at Animax? Oh, yeah, she was at Animax. Yeah, it is true. But no, she cannot go to Animax because she has her own sick event. Yes. Yes.
Damn.
That's going to be hype.
I saw Eriko now.
I'm surprised you're not going to Mingus Acoustic.
Can't, man. Not as ballers, you guys. Maybe one day.
Yeah, good. All right. Besides that, this week, I believe Anisama and Music Japan streamed live.
As of this recording, it was last night. Yeah, I woke up this morning.
I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but I hear good things about it.
Yeah, you know, when Anisama happened, and, you know, that was like that was the bee's knees on the internet when Idolmaster and Muse did their collaboration.
So this is when the war ended.
Yeah, so today I watched it. It was actually really, really damn cool. Well, the thing that's kind of funny is that to me, what was the coolest was that, what I was more interested in was in seeing the Idolmaster girls do Bokura Ima da Nakate, the Love Live opening, Boku Ima.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really cool to see, well, for one, them doing the dance and, you know, just to hear their vocals on the song.
Did the dance too?
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
That was really cool because, you know, I've never seen that before. Ready, I've seen Ready so many times that it's not – well, the cool thing about the Ready too is that the Love Live girls do the Ready dance but without holding the mic. So they're doing the actual full Ready dance like you see in the games. So,
wow.
So that's cool too.
Wait. All I've been seeing on Twitter today is Emitsun doing the Street Fighter pose. What is that?
I don't know.
Which song is this from?
Well, it's just because, you know, Emitsun has some thick thighs, and I guess people like to poke fun of her for it.
It's great.
Hey, I love big girls like Kanako, so.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, my coworkers are love livers, so I've been doing some Love Live here and there. So, none of this stuff is new to me, I guess.
Well, I would not expect anything less from Harukapi. So.
Man, don't say that. That has nothing to do with anything.
What about Music Japan? How was it? I didn't get to watch it yet.
I mean, you know, Music Japan is there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens. You know, Memorial Clover, among many other idols that I'm too... I don't know.
So what?
I'm too pleb to know about.
Okay.
It's one of those, you know, Japanese music stages broadcast all over Japan on TV, and Cinderella Girls was invited to perform. I saw it. It's actually, you know, it's kind of funny because for Momoklo, everybody knows it. Everybody's standing up. Everybody's getting all hyped. And then for Cinderella Girls, there's maybe about 1/4 of the audience actually standing up and kind of knows what they're doing. But that also says, you know, that those 1/4 are like, they're probably all bees.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's kind of funny. If you see the screenshots or you see the video,
they're all
using blue. Yeah. And, you know, that's probably because they're wearing blue outfits. So people just go, oh, okay, you probably use blue. But, you know. They just say Onisin.
Onisin,
it was pretty cool. Because the
did you just only seen?
Yeah, it was the short version too. But the to me, what's cool is that a stage like that is like the kind of work you get in, like, I let's say IMAX 2, the video games. You know, yes. Going on these nationally broadcast idol show Bangumi where they appear. It really reminds me of the kind of jobs you get in the Idolmaster games. So seeing that happen in real life, you know, that's just it's pretty incredible for
it's pretty
for
me. Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't remember how many. I'm sure Namco All Stars, they've done TV programs like that before too. I can't really remember off the top of my head, but you know, for Cinderella Girls to be able to do that, that's a pretty big step for them as well.
It's giving them more exposure. That's good.
Yeah. But we're still nowhere near Momoclo.
No, of course not. Moving on. There is the event going on right now, I think. Can you tell us a bit about it? Because I actually don't play that stage. Well, I should, right? A
caravan event where you basically just keep playing and hope you get some rare drops. So it's not that exciting of an event. The last event was the medley event where they force you to play three songs with the same health bar. So if you mess up too many times, your life doesn't continue as you progress through each song. So, that adds a degree of difficulty. And then after three songs, if you get a high enough score, you get an encore song. So you get four songs. So that really makes you have to, you know, minimize your mistakes. But there are cards that let you – I mean, not cards – oh, yeah, they're basically cards, idols.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's cards, yeah.
That heal your health, so it makes it easier for you. The SR for it was a character, Yukari in Cinderella Girls. I really like her voice. She's not very well known, but her voice actress, who's also very not well known, has a very pretty voice to me, so I actually like her a lot. So I ranked that one.
That's good.
And then that was when I was in Japan, too. So when I was flying to Japan, I bought the Wi-Fi on the plane. And I played for like probably like 4 or 5 hours and on the plane, and I was getting so tired that I started failing, so I was like, okay, I quit at that point. I was probably being super Maywalker to the people right next to me because I was playing on my the tray table.
Oh, of course.
Tray table, yeah, so I was playing on that, so hey, but I got my SR, so I'm not complaining.
Wait, who did you fly with?
Myself.
No, I mean, which airline did you fly with?
Oh, United there.
Oh, United.
No, United there. I took Asiana back. You know what? Asiana, they're nicer. I like Asiana.
I hear they're good.
Because their seats, one, I like their seats a lot more. Two, they have the in-flight movies and stuff right in front of you. Three, their meal was better.
Nice.
Well, yeah. United, they give you free beer now. But Asiana also gives you free beer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so
I think they'll give you free beer on international flights. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, man. So I drank two, and I regretted it because I was, oh, you get drunker quicker.
Shukuchi. All right. So today, first of all, we're gonna give you guys some tips about how to write to see your radios in Japan and. Out to write to us too. So basically we're sharing it's good to learn in case you want to write in, and they really appreciate when gaijins write to them.
So. Are the two of us the right people to be telling people about this?
Yes, we have our own radio show. Of course, we have to tell people.
I've written probably like two before. I've written to Eriko. Wait, I've only written one. I've only written to Eriko before.
You only wrote the article?
I think so, unless I did on my studio once. I might have done on my studio once.
I believe you did. Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, Chuck, give us some tips.
Dude, I took like 3 hours to write mine to Eriko, and it was like 7 sentences. But she read it, though. That was good. Yeah. She read it.
I believe so, 3 hours is this decent amount of time.
Did she read it? I was so glad. I rewarded myself a talk about right after. It was incredible.
Oh, Taco Bell. Okay.
True story. I went to Taco Bell with a grin on my face and I came back home. Anyway,
So yeah, well, usually I think to increase your chance of being read, usually first always say something interesting.
When you're a gaijin, that's always interesting to them.
Yeah. But
so, as long as you present it in a good way, then I think they'll probably read it.
Do they always read the gaijin wings? I'm not sure.
No, they don't. But they have read a lot of them. You know,
yeah, they've read a lot of them.
Eiffel's letter got read by Korohazu.
Korohazu, yes.
Yeah, I don't even know Eiffel could write in Japanese. So unless he wrote it in English.
I think he wrote in English, but I'm not sure because he did try to speak in English at some point.
I haven't actually listened to that. So, yeah. But that's pretty good. No, that's good for him.
It is. One good point is that the topic should not be time sensitive, so that it can be read later.
That's true. They don't always like mine. I wrote it 3 weeks, and she didn't. Well, I wrote it 3 weeks before she actually read it aloud.
Yeah.
So they go through all the mail and they sort the ones they want to talk about and stuff like that.
So basically, if you write to us, don't write to us about current events in that stage, because when we're gonna read it, it's gonna be too late for her.
Oh, for us?
Yeah, for us. Yeah.
I think I'm the only one out of us two who plays, so.
That's besides the point.
Yeah, I'm trying not to spend my money, so.
Yeah. I think another good point is to write for specific corners. Like, just don't write a general letter. Like, just write for a particular corner.
In general, a tip is that you should probably be familiar with the radio so you know what the different corners are about.
Exactly.
So
listen to the radio, listen to us.
And we need some more interesting corners, I guess, so we can get some good mails to our other corners.
Yeah, hey, people listen to us. You guys are supposed to email us corner ideas. What's going on with that?
You know, they might have. I just haven't read them.
We'll read them in 2 weeks.
Like we said, give us some time.
Yeah. So basically, I've mentioned, say you're from overseas, Gaijin power, really.
You know, never mind. I was going to say Basu. Yeah, I thought Basu wrote a letter, too, about overseas. I don't remember to who.
I believe Basu wrote from, he wrote a, I think it
I don't remember I what was mail.
Mocho.
It wasn't Mocho's radio.
Yeah, I think it's Mocho's.
I mean, the only other one is Trisail or Miriraji. I can't remember.
Yeah, and if you're writing to us, don't say you're from overseas, because we all know you're from overseas. But if you're from Japan, please do tell us you're from Japan. And
we have fans in Japan, man. We made it.
do people in Japan actually listen to us?
They might. They probably don't understand. No, they do. We had, I forget who, but they don't. I don't think they completely understand us. Daijoubu.
Nihongo de okay. Nihongo de okay. What is it? Nihongo de okay. Of course you're gonna have to write in Japanese
unless you're like that one guy that one time onto the Ore Imo radio where they sent an English to Ayachi Hanakana.
Seriously?
You saw that before? You have not seen that?
I don't believe I saw that.
I almost remember the exact email or the exact letter word for word. The letter was, "Itsu noto raiku I like you or anything," and it was adorable the way that Ayachi was trying to, because she didn't know what the hell it meant. So she's the first word is babaka, b dash b a k a, and so she said b baka. Not baka. And then the staff told them, it's not like I like you or anything, or I wanted to write you a mail or anything, something like that. Something like, we're never gonna do this again. That's what they said. We're not gonna do this again. So please write us some Japanese mail so we can mess that up for you guys.
Yes, do that.
Wakarimasen.
All right, let's do some
writing. Anyway, let's move on to the mail.
All right, go ahead, read the first one.
Oh. All right, our first letter today, from Roketo-san. Roketo. What was your first IMAX related live and how was it?
Oh, yeah. For me, it was ninth.
So yours was also ninth.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah,
we just had this.
we all went together for the first time
No,
tonight.
When I was in Japan, I asked Matt and we were talking about you for some reason. Don't ask why. And we said, did he go to SSA or not? I was like, I thought he went to SSA, but no, okay, so you went to ninth.
No,
Yeah.
the only person who went to SSA was JT.
He went with Omo, didn't he?
Yeah,
Morris?
well, I mean,
Oh, okay.
people were at nine
Yeah,
that
yeah,
went to
yeah,
SSA. Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah,
no, for me it was also nine. So,
it
this
was
stuff
nine.
is very recent for me. Me, I could barely call myself an inventor. It's very recent that I started, actually going out to do this kind of stuff. So ninth, which is like a month and a year ago from today,
Yeah.
which is not that long ago.
For me, ninth is a very special place in my
Super
heart.
memorable for me,
Yes.
definitely.
I'll never forget ninth, and it'll probably will be my favorite life
I
for a
never
long
thought
time.
they'd really have a live like that again, because at that point I thought, it was right after SSA, and SSA was very, it was awesome, but it was very different.
It was
I didn't
different,
know,
yeah.
because Ninth did a bunch of throwbacks that it felt like it was just one of the old lives again, On
Yes.
top of that, it was just so many feels just because it felt like, to me, this is how I put it. Tenth felt like a celebration
Yes,
of
that's
us
exactly what
coming
tenth
so
was.
far. Ninth was like, holy crap, I can't believe we made it this far.
Yeah.
Everybody was like crying because we couldn't believe we actually came to this point. We're still alive,
Hey, I don't cry. I don't cry to lies.
Except,
Never do.
except.
But ninth got me. When Yakusoku happened, I could not hold it. It had to come out.
That
It's just
was
not possible.
probably like the moment. That was like the most feels moment in like any Idolmaster related live
Yeah.
event of all time, probably. Because
I
nobody saw it coming, all right?
Yep, for sure.
If you've probably seen the ninth Blu-rays by now, for the people who aren't there. But
I hope
when the
so.
lights were off and it was focusing only on Mingus, I did not see them. And when the light turned on and you saw all of them, oh, I just gasped.
Oh yeah, I never saw them appearing. I don't know how they appeared.
I
It
had,
just happened.
well, the lights were black, so you couldn't see anything but except Mingus. And then when it turned on, and then they all started singing,
Yeah.
everybody in my row, everybody died. Everybody. You could hear the sobbing. You could see them wiping their tears, or at least trying not to wipe their tears because they didn't want to,
Yeah.
ruin the moment. It was just surreal.
It was just not just Phil's moment. There was also moments of awesome, like when Minorin appears and she does
Yeah, dude, that
acceleration. There you go. Oh
was
man.
freaking amazing.
When Minorin appeared, I
Day
never broke UOs that fast before in my life.
before we were like, who's the guest going to be tomorrow? Maybe it'll be
Yeah. Yeah.
Minorin. But I didn't really think it was actually going to be here because that
Man.
kind of,
I
you just
knew
don't
it had to be Minorin.
And
There
then when they
was
talked
no
about
way. Yeah.
when they started talking about it before Minori appeared, I think Chateau, they started talking about it, the rival idol is gonna and all that. And then we're like, oh shit, get
It's
my UO
Minorin.
ready. Yeah. And when she does
Yeah.
appear, oh shit, like 10 UOs right here.
Yeah, oh man, I burned UOs, I refreshed UOs. Okay, so when I went to nine for the first time, somebody actually told me to buy UOs. I think I only bought like 50 UOs. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna use more than 50 UOs. And then ninth happened, and I've learned from my mistake now.
Minimum.
Always at minimum 100 UOs per day.
100.
Per day. 100 UOs per day. That's the minimum.
You know how economically wasteful you're being?
Hey, I'm going to an IMAX Live. Of course, I'm going to waste UOs.
That's true now because Cinderella Girls and Million Life have so many damn UO songs.
Yes, it's all hype songs.
Like, yeah, Orange Sapphire Passion. Jesus, mother. Every single Passion song, Jesus Christ.
I didn't bring my pen lights for CG third.
Have you seen the CG pen lights? I
I,
saw
I, I yeah, I saw them.
and they're freaking incredible.
But I'm not gonna use them,
Why
because
not?
all I'm gonna be using is UOs.
You can't UO during like all the
All right, so it's gonna be this. Yuwo's Ultra Pink, Ultra Blue. That's about it.
Yeah. No, that works.
Yeah. And it's mainly going to be Yuwo's.
But yeah, ninth. That was a killer.
Oh, man. The feels from ninth.
Yeah. That's the most feels like. Anyway, let's move on to the second male. All
right. So, over to the next one. So, someone who's never been... the next one is from Kelpa. Kelpa is a fellow Canadian P. So he says, as someone who's never been to a live before and nearly pressured into emptying my bank account by going to 10th by Kuro, how much would I need to save?
By Kuro? I like how you put by Kuro. Okay. I'll say this much. I came home from 10th with less than $30 in my bank account. Yeah. I came back from 10th with less than $30 in my bank account. I was almost literally broke, but it was completely worth it.
Yes, but worth it. Yeah, totally.
I'm not like that now, but as soon as I came back, that's how broke I was. I'm not telling you to spend all your money in one place. That's not a healthy thing to do, but some things you can only do once. Therefore, if you feel that it's worth it and you think it might be worth it, I'm not going to tell you to do it, because if you get in trouble, then, you know, don't blame me. But for me, it was completely worth it.
All right. So, Jack, tell me this, because I'm being told that sometimes my opinion doesn't count because I'm baller and stuff. I don't know where that comes from. But anyway, how much do you think a normal person that isn't me would need to save?
See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is what it comes down to. How bad are you at spending money on goods? Now, everyone says, oh, I'm okay, I don't need to buy that many goods. But you know what I always see? Everybody spends a shit ton of money on goods.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned,
it's the goods that does it.
Yeah, the goods kill you. As far as I'm concerned, my budget for goods is usually 500 and more. I mean, because if you're going to buy the light,
it depends how much money.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be your first IMAX Live, right? So, of course, you're going to buy lights. You're going to line up for lights, and you're going to buy the lights. And
if you don't have lights, you're going to get lights.
Yeah, of course. Now, even if you have lights, it's your first IMAX Live. So you want something to commemorate, right? So at least have 13,000 yen that you're going to spend on that.
So, you know, your first live, you could do the bare minimum, because you're not going to buy, like, bandolers and stuff. You're just thinking, oh, okay, I could go without it. Your second live, that's when you start buying all the holders, bandolers, bags, and stuff like that. Yeah. The first one, I think you can get away with going cheaper, but you're just going to realize later that you need to spend more money, because it's kind of a pain not to.
I mean, you're going to buy the lights, you're going to buy the shirt, you're going to buy...
I want to buy at least one shirt, towel. No, always get towel, because one...
Yeah.
Nowadays, you might have a towel song, but two, if you get sweaty, then you need a towel to wipe yourself, because it's kind of annoying. You've been alive, so you know what it's like.
Yeah, of course, you need a towel.
You need a towel, absolutely. You
absolutely need a towel. Also, if they have a happy, you're going to want to buy the happy.
A happy's the funniest thing, because you'll wear it once ever, but it was worth it.
Exactly. It's only like 5,000 yen. It's nothing.
Right? Yeah, basically.
So,
I didn't spend that much because, you know, like I said, I was broke. But if 10th were to happen right now and I have a little bit more cash on me, I'd probably spend like 1,000 on the goods. But, well, it's a good thing 10th doesn't happen right now.
Yeah, that's more or less a bit.
Your budget is pretty much as far as you go.
Yeah.
But if you're doing the bare minimum, I would say you could probably get away, depending on where you live. A Japan trip with going to live, you could probably get away with 1,500 to 2K USD.
Yeah, USD. That's probably like something like 3,000 Canadian.
Is it really?
Well, the thing is, okay, so flying from Canada to Japan is, especially if it's summer, you're never going to find a flight less than 1.5K.
In America, USD?
In Canadian.
So is that what you did for 10th?
That's what I did for 10th. For 10th, my flight was 1.5K. Yeah.
Mine was 900 US. Oh, wait, Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian. Yeah, that's one thing.
That's not too bad then, because that's like 1.3K for America, which is standard if you live on the East Coast.
On East Coast, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, 1.5 figure for the plane, and
but
then,
that's like bare minimum, including
minimum
travel and stay. The rest of the money is bare minimum goods and food.
Yeah, so I think like three to four K is a reasonable amount. I say 4K because you're gonna go to Japan for your first time. You're gonna go crazy.
If 4K, yeah. You at Canada?
Canada, yeah, 4K Canadian.
Let's talk in JPY because you know Japan, because that might be a little bit.
Oh yeah, in JP. In JP.
Shit, I can't do the math though.
In JP, that's probably for 400,000.
Really? You spend that much? I didn't spend that much on 9th. 9th, I spent 2,000 about.
I didn't spend that much on 9th.
I spent about 2,000 USD for 9th.
I didn't spend that much at 9th, no. At 10th, I spent an undisclosed amount of money.
See, for my last weekender, if I didn't do a big shopping spree in Akiba, I probably only spent like 1,500. Well, that's because I stayed at Matt's house.
Yeah, you stayed at somebody's house, so you save money with staying. But for stay, if you do Airbnb, that's really what I recommend you do. If you do Airbnb, you share with at least four people, you can get away with 200 USDs.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
you know, the more people you spend, you know, you stay with, then that splits up the cost as well.
Yes, exactly. So basically, I say that going to IMS Live should be around maybe save 2 months of salary.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. If you're going to be in Japan, you might as well, like, stay in Japan for a little bit and get the best out of your experience. So spend the money that, you know, that you need to, but also enough to stay there to get your full Japan experience, I would say.
Yes,
you know?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want to spend all that and just do a weekender. You might as well stay in Japan and get your money's worth. So,
wait, why are we telling people to do things that we do?
Sometimes we have no choice. Don't do the weekender your first Japan trip. If you went to Japan for the first time, I would say try to at least find 2 days off so you can go shop and see stuff.
I'm sorry, Chuck. Wasn't your first time in Japan a weekender?
No.
Yeah, you went to mine.
Kind of. Yeah. I had two days off.
Okay. So basically you did 4 days in Japan for your first time.
Yeah. Second one was 5 days in Japan. And then this was 2 days. Last weekend was 2 days in Japan, man. 2 days. That's because Mikokoshi first day, Eriko second day. Go back and work.
Have you ever been to Japan more than like a week?
No. So I need time off, man. I want to go see stuff, do stuff. See, you know, I just realized when I got home, I'm mad because I did not eat the kebab. I really want to try Japanese kebab, but I didn't get a chance to.
All right, so come to Comic Con in December.
No, I'm broke, man. No, that's not true. But still, it's too soon. Okay. So this week we have remix of Masterpiece by Furby9Muse. We're gonna have the link in the podcast blog post. So, dozo. Yeah. 明日がどんな日になるか、だれだあだだだだ。OK。
Sacrosy. I love that name. It's terrible.
Sacrosy. Oh yeah, our featured CEO this week.
Maya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uchida Maya.
Maya. Mare.
Uchida Maya. You know, Ronko CEO, Cinderella Girls. Uchida Maya.
Chunibyo.
You know, I actually have some funny history with her. I don't know. Because I was introduced to her with Akiba Ranger.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So back then she wasn't a seiyuu to me. She was Hakase.
Yeah, she's always going to be Hakase for me.
Yeah, pretty much. Hakase. So, and then she did Sakuraya, which I thought was a dumb show. And then Chunibyo, and that's when I kind of got to know her as a seiyuu.
Yeah, exactly. Chunibyo is what put her on the map as a seiyuu for me.
Yeah. But anyway.
So yeah, Maya Yan, she's born on December 27th. That's my birthday.
Is it really?
It is.
No way.
It is.
Maya Yan? Wow, I have the same birthday.
Maya Yan.
I have the same birthday as Miyu from Wake Up Girls.
Oh, really? Yeah, nice. But yeah, she's like 2 years younger than me, so...
You know, that's so funny, because in Hakase, when she was Hakase, she looked like she was like 28.
Yeah, I always thought she was older than me.
I thought she was old, you know, because she was a Hakase.
Yeah.
But back then, she was like 21, 22 maybe.
Yeah, she's young, yeah. And she's 155 centimeters? That's not bad.
Do we really have to always disclose this information?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, blood type 0, born in Tokyo, I'm Enterprise.
Wait, she's I'm Enterprise?
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. Yeah.
She has a blog.
Yeah.
But she does not update it much.
She I guess is, her regular Bangumi radio show, she's on Million Arthur Radio, which, you know, I actually played that, the MOBA game.
What is it?
It's a Million Arthur is more than just a MOBA game, but I play the MOBA game. It's, it's like every other MOBA game.
All right. And then she has
Aya Maya with, you know, with Suzaki Aya.
Yes. Aya.
Waiju Radio she also has. Anime, gosh, she's been in so many at this point.
Yeah, Noragami, Gochiyusa, Charlotte. Wait, she wasn't... Oh, wow, she was Yusa and Charlotte? What? Oh, yeah, of course she's in Gatchaman Crowds. She's Ajimesu.
yeah. I didn't finish that show, but, you know.
She's in Dark Days, Dead Alive, Chunibyo, Sakuraya, Yuri. Interesting. Yeah,
she played what's that, the little girl who kept, like, speaking a bunch of profound things in Yuri. Ooh. I don't know if you saw Yuri, but, yeah.
No, I thought.
What? You haven't seen Yuri? That show is like the best slice of life anime.
I've watched Yuri once in my life and I was drunk.
How's it going? Vivid Red? I remember Vivid Red too.
Yeah.
Gajabu.
Oh, she was Mao in
Gajabu. Yeah, she had a ton of stuff. Tokusatsu, yeah. Akiba Ranger, yeah.
Well, sure.
But yeah, well, I guess.
She needs to do more Tokusatsu.
I don't think she's going to go back now that she's a famous seiyuu.
That's a shame. She's also a famous driver idol.
Yeah, well, I think that's the cool thing is that, you know, even though that she's successful as a seiyuu now, she doesn't, like, she hasn't stopped doing gravure stuff. So this she's still comfortable with doing, you know, modeling and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I shall refrain from commenting on that.
Yeah.
So she has a brother. Wow. And, yeah. And she...
Yamataso?
Yamataso.
Saitam.
He's in Saitam, yeah, he's in I Must Too. So there's this weird thing that we say that he's the brother of Ronko.
Yeah, the doctor.
Yeah, the doctor. Yeah.
You know, brother of Ronko, so.
Brother of Ronko, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good, so, man, too.
Yeah. He's
Damn,
very
good. Uchida family, man. The Uchida family. You know, they live together.
Yeah, they live with parents, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think they live on their own.
Oh, they live on their own?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And,
Oh.
you know, when she falls asleep, he has to carry her to her bed.
Oh, interesting.
Duh.
I've watched too many animes. My
yeah, I know. I'm not going to comment any further on that.
Yeah. So funny story. When she first joined an agency, she accepted all kind of jobs, and then that's eventually how she ended up going a swimsuit grader.
Damn. So, I love her because she never stopped doing that.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. It's kind of hard to talk about Maya Yan's grader.
Anybody who's comfortable with their body and likes to actually do that kind of work and still likes to even after they're making some money, hey, you have my thumbs up. Even if it's just her agency making her do it, I think Maya Yan at least is comfortable with it.
I would like to think so too. So yeah, her brother, when he got announced on SideM, she actually, I think she watched it with her mother. That's why I assume she was living with their parents.
I remember when he first kind of like debuted, and I was like, what the hell? Mari's brother's also a Seiyu? That's
right?
The odds. But, you know, he did the main character in that one show, Classroom Crisis, last season. His voice is, you know, I wouldn't be able to distinguish it from any other, like, professional male Seiyu. He's actually very pretty well-talented.
He's very, yeah. And yeah, she's gonna be in Singapore in 2 weeks. So if you're in the area and you can go, please go and show her some support.
Wait. Our prompt says right here to talk about FASG, and somebody has to knife Kuro. So
No.
Somebody who's going to AFA Singapore, please knife Kuro, the guy that you're listening to right now.
No, it's not somebody knife Kuro.
I didn't see this until now.
I have to knife somebody. That's what he wants me to do.
No, it says knife somebody. What? Knife somebody Kuro?
Exactly.
I thought you had to knife Kuro.
No, please don't knife. No, I'm the one who does the knifing.
Who are you knifing? Oh, are you meeting this?
Yeah, I'm gonna knife this.
This is gonna be in Singapore?
Yeah, this is going to Singapore.
Okay, please knife him.
Exactly. Then I have to get through.
You know what? He picked up too many wives after 10th, including one of mine. So
this became very dangerous. So, did you have any favorite event with Maya Yan?
Chunibyo is probably the biggest memory for me. Because when Chunibyo was airing, they'd always do Nico broadcasts every week, which is also how I got close to Azumin as well, because, you know, she was there, Chisama was there, and Sumipei was there, which is also how I got to know Sumipei. So those are really fun for me. You know, once the second Chunibyo season went around, though, I kind of quit caring. I think everybody quit caring.
Yeah, most people quit, I think. Yeah.
So for me, it was Chunibyo.
Yeah. And what about Maya Yan do you like the most?
Without
Pero Pero Peroing so much.
I don't know if I can answer that one. Can I? Definitely, can I? He didn't say anything, so.
No, don't.
Okay. Let's go to the. Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, me?
Yeah, ask you. Okay, what are your favorite things about Maya Yan?
For me, when I think Chuni, I will never be able to think of somebody else but Maya Yan.
Yeah, basically. She was. But, you know, she got Ronko before she got Rika.
She got Ronko before she got Rika. But
so I don't know if she's a type, but.
She has a way of doing Seiyu voice. She's Seiyu Chuni. It's perfect. I don't think there's anybody ever going to be anybody else who's able to do it as well as she does. Maybe, but for me, she's the queen, and you can't take that away from her.
Yep. I give you that.
I think we needed JT to speak more about Maya Yan on this one.
No. All right, I think it's time to close it up. Alright, closing time. You know, as usual, please visit hpt.moe for more info about Ohokako P Talk, or in the rest of our website. Please follow us at Hokago P Time on Twitter to keep up with our updates. If you have any corner ideas, names, suggestions, mail, all that kind of stuff for our corners, please send that to, you know, you can even comment in the blog post if you want to. We have our email, we have our Twitter.
Yeah, please do.
Send however you want to. And there's always a form on the blog post. Yeah, any last words?
No, that was about it. So we're more or less back to regular schedule right now.
Next week. What's happening next week?
Next week, it's Animax Music. So
yeah, okay. So we'll still probably have an episode.
Yeah, we have an episode. We're back to schedule. Don't think we got lazy after three episodes. No.
This is our fourth episode. This is when I stopped watching anime. When I watch anime. But at this point, if you're still listening, then you know, kudos to you. Anyway.
All right.
Yay.